Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
I think she looks bad, you guys, from this angle. I think Kenzie looks pretty fucking fantastic. I think so. But I think everybody's going to hop on Kenzie tonight. All right, everybody. So we are live Sapphire's Lair. This is Sapphire's Earplay tonight. See, Terry agrees. You do look good. That's right.
Thanks, Terry.
So I do have Kenzie Taylor with me. She's also periscoping at the Kenzie Taylor on everything, right?
At the Kenzie Taylor, yeah. On Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. But Snapchat's Kenzie Taylor XXX.
Ooh, with that XX though.
Getting dirty.
So yeah, Kenzie and I, we're kicking it at the Lair tonight. She's gonna be, you know, joining me like we always do. So there will be our sexy break with our games. Kenzie already picked her poison, so you guys can't fuck her up too much. What's that Snapchat again?
Kenzie Taylor XXX. And I actually shot today, so there's some behind the scenes stuff.
Ooh. And you can follow me, Ms. Radio Sapphire, right here. MSRADIO SAPPHIRE. Did I say PP or SE? PPHIRE. I swear to God, you guys, I'm not high or anything. But yes, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. But tonight, I got Kenzie Taylor. We're going to be talking about some kinky stuff. How many of you honestly really trust your partner and would willingly let your partner blindfold you, choke you, tie you up, put
how many
earplay, you know, earphones on? If you can have all your senses taken away and you have to go by the trust of your partner, do you trust your partners? And it doesn't matter if it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your fuck buddy. Would you put that much trust in your partner at the time to get that pleasure? Okay, so we got two people saying yes. All right.
I'm like, what's everyone saying?
They're too
much. Can you guys hear Miss Sapphire okay?
I hope you guys can hear me okay. See, it's a really good question. Like, think about it. How much trust can you put in your partner? So we're going to, you know, get down and dirty with Kenzie.
I said, love the Heath Ledger poster.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm quite the movie connoisseur. There's also a lot of pop culture shit around here.
Jaws, Entourage, Walking Dead,
yes.
Psycho.
Ah, see all the good shit.
NSYNC.
It's getting good in here. Yeah, it's a, you know, minus all the Dodger equipment too. I love my Dodgers. But yes, I'm glad that you guys are really participating. So we want to know, the question of the day is, do you really trust your partners when it comes to acting out your fetishes or kinks? And with that, I think we're just going to jump right into it.
Yeah.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to Sapphire's Earplay. I am your girl, Miss Sapphire. I got the lovely Kenzie Taylor back in studio.
Hi.
I got to say, she contacted me. She's like, girl, I want to come back on the show.
I did.
I mean, Kenzie, you're...
I'm like, yeah, girl, what up? Just like that.
But I got to say, Kenzie, your episode the last time that you were on, it's still on my top 10 of the most downloaded shows of Sapphire's Earplay.
We were pretty dirty.
Yeah.
We wheelbarreled afterwards.
We did. I don't know. I'm trying
to remember the name of that sex edition.
I don't even know.
What was that? I'll have to look it up. It was a really funny name, though.
We gotta do it. Did you do it on set yet?
No, not yet.
See, we gotta make this happen. Can we get someone other than Harry Potter? Oh man, don't come on now. We don't want y'all talking about it. Nah, we ain't talking about that. But yes, tonight we're talking about deprivation sex. So what happens when all your senses, except for your sexual senses, are taken away from you? You might be able to smell your partner, but you might not be able to see them. You might not be able to hear them. You might not even be able to vocalize because they might be choking you. So how much trust can you put it on? My boo is on here.
What? Oh, the boo's right here.
Yeah, that's my boo. Oh, boo. Honey, now, I want people to think that I got a boyfriend and girlfriend. Come on now. But yes, we're going to get into it. I'm gonna start off with the sexy story. Are you ready for some sexiness, Kenzie?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay.
I'm always ready for sexy.
Yes! Yes, Kenzie does look amazing. I'm sorry, but like, I feel like I need to put on my fitness clothes. Ooh. Like, hey!
Hey, hot pink. I works all day. So
I like it.
I was like, Sapphire will love me no matter what.
Anyway, and she's like, oh, This is my lazy look. I'm sorry. This is fabulous. And she came from... No, this is fabulous. Look, I love when people are like, oh my God, I look like shit. And I'm like, you got makeup on. You have clothes on. Your hair's not ratted. You know what?
It's no, it... The reason it's actually like this, so my shoot today, we were all in oil.
Oh.
So if I were to take my hair out right now, it's nothing but an oiled rat's nest.
No! No oily rat nest here.
So yeah, that's why it's like this.
And yet she still looks good. She looks good, y'all. Okay, so last week, I had sex with some girl, because you know I love my ladies. And so it was kind of weird. So, like, we're just here sitting on the couch. We're smoking, catching up, doing what girls do. We had dinner together, whatever. And next thing I know, I was like, I really want to experiment with you. And she's like, oh, really now? I was like, yeah, you know, we got a couple drinks tonight. So we finished 2 bottles of wine, naturally. A couple blunts, a couple bowls. We're feeling good. Hi there. And so we decided to go upstairs in the loft, in this nice little bedroom portion of my house.
Ooh. And it went down.
It went down. It went down. I said, I want to try something new with you.
Who went down first?
Oh, I did it all. I took it all. I couldn't do shit, I took it all.
Show me.
I took it all. I put headphones on her ears.
Ooh.
Yes. Got it. Well, first I got it naked. I got it naked first. So I was like, strip off your clothes. Then I put on the headphones. I put my bondage tape on her.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying, Kenzie, we could reenact this later.
Yeah.
We might have to reenact this. And so I got the bondage tape. Put the headphones on her, and then I said, oh, yeah, put this on. And it's a blindfold. She started already freaking out. She didn't freak out about the bondage tape. She didn't freak out about the headphones. But it was the blindfold. She's like, but I want to be able to see things. I'm like, no, that's the point. I'm going to deprive you of your senses while fucking you silly. And she's like, oh. So I got the music all set. I told her to put it on, you know, whatever music she wanted. She's like, okay, I'll put on my sexy time. I'm like, okay, you put on your sexy time music, I'll put on my sexy time music.
If you had to pick one song to listen to while someone's going.
Oh, yes. Okay, it's, oh, that's so hard.
I know. You know, I already have a song in mind.
Really? Go with
Nice
yours.
Nice and Slow by Usher.
Not taking my sense. No, baby, tell me what you want to do. I like that. Yeah. Mine would have to be Rope Burn, in which I put on the Instagram post yesterday. It's by Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Because it's all about tying you up, foreplay, teasing.
Yeah, it's really good. Oof. Definitely goes to that
occasion. Oh, one guy said, H-Town, I want to get freaky. I want to get freaky with you. Oh man, now this guy's like, who's the blonde? Let's see, the hashtag said the Kenzie Taylor, so that must be the Kenzie Taylor.
Woo! That's Kenzie Taylor.
That's Kenzie Taylor, y'all. Okay, please. And I'm Sapphire, the non-existent one tonight. It's all about Kenzie.
Said he would choose Buttons by Pussycat Dolls.
Okay, loosen up my buttons, baby.
I don't got any buttons though.
But she got that sports bra though. I like your guys' choices. Bump and Grind for John in Arkansas.
Ooh, that's
okay.
A good one.
All right, that's a good one.
If you guys
one.
Had to choose one song to get seduced to, what would it be?
Think about it Nice and Slow. And Kenzie, I want you to tell me all the songs that people would pop up. Because I'm liking everybody's selections. Yeah. You guys are some nice freaks. So she put on some songs by... Oh, you thought she was Miranda Lambert?
Oh,
no.
God, I look nothing like her.
Nothing like her. I'm sorry, but she's hotter than Miranda Lambert. And I don't do the blondes. This blonde I like. I like this one. She's cutie. So she put on some songs,
ooh, let's
I believe.
Get it on.
Ooh, Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
Take it back.
Keith Sweat Twisted.
Oh, you got me twisted.
Got
that. Oh, that ain't sexy.
That's not something to get seduced to.
Right. I'm sorry. What if she has a small ass?
Yeah, you can't hang it up on that.
Closer by 9 Inch Nails. That's a sexy
ooh,
one for sure. Closer is good.
I stuck to that song a lot. It's a good one. Oh,
see, I would have liked to see that. Hi, Sweepy.
I know, we gotta put a pole on this bitch, but it's too high.
You know what? But that's the point. I want to put high poles. Airplay, get nice pole, like right there, all the way down. Can you imagine seeing the bevies coming down? Look at her going down the we got Kenzie twerking on the Periscope.
Someone said you got a fine ass. So I was like,
oh yeah, she got shot with a fine ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay! Wiggle, 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 wiggle. That's an old school one. So she was listening to some songs by the Weeknd. Anything by the Weeknd is like fucking.
Yeah.
Anything by him is fucking.
Good sex voice.
Right? It was perfect. And so she's not usually used to the Hitachi. So I put it on, hear it.
She's not used to it.
I teased and denied her every time. I put it to her clit. She was just like, oh my God. And then I put it again, oh my God. And then I would switch. Yeah, it was just like she didn't know what to do. It was like hot, cold on the pussy. So then what I did was I used this Fingo vibe. And, you know,
it
was rubbing
like
a clip.
Bullet, but the one you put around your face.
Yeah, and it's really good, actually.
Kind of like a condom type thing.
Kind of. Yeah, it, like, honestly, it looks like a Chinese finger trap almost.
Yeah, yeah.
You just slip it on, and then it has a little, like, scrubby
vibrator
things.
At the end, right?
Yeah. And it
or did
works.
You do the one without the vibrator?
No, this one has the vibrator, yeah. And then it has, like, these little beads on it.
Because I know there's some that just have the texture.
Yeah.
So.
This one had, like, the pressure beads on it so that it can massage your clit.
Ooh.
And then it had the smooth, like,
you weren't fucking
ridge.
Around.
Girl, I like to play. I can show you the toys later. I got Rider's Crops, paddles, Hitachi. What else I have? I have, like, the sex wedge, too, that works.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, it's
God, you
fun
can even
zone.
Put a sex swing in here.
That's what I want to do, too. That's what I was like, okay.
You already got the loop.
I got
on.
The loop, and I keep debating if it's going to be a pole or a sex swing.
Hey, I mean, you could do the pole, have the swing, just take swing up and down.
I could. Kenzie, someone's like, that can be next show. I don't know. Kenzie's got an idea for me. I don't know. I'm going to have to learn. As long as you teach a class.
Okay.
I got a couple other girls that said they want to keep
a class.
I've
been a stripper for like 6 years. So
say what?
I got some tricks up my sleeve.
See, we're going to have to do this.
Saffy's toy box got loads of goodies.
Oh, honey, if you only knew. And the rest of it, it's all in the mind. So basically, tied her up. I'm teasing her, I'm fingering her, I'm eating her out. She has no control. She has no idea what's going on other than
sounds hot.
Every time I leave. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. Have you ever been, like, deprived?
Not like that.
Not like
that?
I
mean, I've had, you know, I've been blindfolded. I love being choked personally when I'm coming. That was my favorite. But,
really?
Yeah, but never like that deprived.
Never
deprived
like that.
You're explaining, yeah.
I think you should try it.
I've never had like headphones on where I couldn't hear what was going on either. So that's a good idea.
It's a good one. And even if you're by yourself, like I've done it before where I'm just listening to like sexy music, I'm putting myself in the mood. Maybe I didn't want to put on the speakers at night, so I just wanted to hear the music, and not so much myself. Like, I love hearing myself come, but I don't think the neighbors want to hear me every other time.
The neighbors don't want to hear the walls.
Yeah, they don't want to hear me say, oh, Sophia! And you guys, we have a visitor. Look who's... Bestie!
Hey, girl.
It's my bestie! Oh, actually, what are you cooking, bestie? Okay, never mind. We don't know what she's cooking, but... Okay, so you gotta try it. The headphone sex is good. You like choking.
Yeah, so choking.
How do you feel about, you know, being your, like, hands tied? Like, having no control over your hands?
I've personally, work-wise, I've done a lot of bondage. In my personal life, I've done a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, I have no problem with that.
You have no problem with that? Mm-hmm. What's, like, really the sexy. Absolute, like, no-no? If someone's like, I want to do some deprivation sex, which, like we said, is losing all senses or some forms of senses.
It may have nothing to do with any of this
stuff. Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
But it looks good.
I don't know what this could possibly be.
This looks like pizza.
What?
She's making pizza.
I'm trying to think. Probably. Okay, so if you were to put headphones on me, blindfold me, tie me up, I would not want my mouth gagged.
Okay.
Like, I would not want something in my mouth because then I would absolutely be like, holy shit, this is...
Like, I have no control.
I'm kind of trapped, yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I would at least want my mouth. That way, you know, if a dick or a pussy comes up
just like right there.
Yeah, my mouth's free.
Easy access.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got, like, that whole... Have you ever seen those, like, BDSM masks where it's just the mouth exposed, but, like, the nose is closed off and... Like, no.
Yeah.
You're not.
I've actually worn one of those before, but I had to take it off right away because I got so hot.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was like hyperventilating.
Now, is it made out of latex?
Or? Some of them are. Some of them are like just like an off brand of latex or cheap material, but most of them, like the good ones are, yeah.
That's crazy. Now, when it comes to choking, do you like to be the person being choked all the time, or do you like to kind of switch it up?
Both.
Really?
Yes.
Want to give some tips on choking? You can even perform on me.
You just definitely have to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. When you're choking someone, you can't just full out be like, with both your hands. You never want to do both hands. It's always just the one hand along the neck like that.
She's got a good grip already. She's got a good grip, you guys.
I mean, you're basically just pushing enough to where you'll be able to tell. Like, my voice will change a little bit. You'll be able to tell. But, I don't know. You just don't push down too hard. You pretty much just have to practice with someone that trusts you. So
come up with some safe words.
Yeah, definitely safe words are a must.
I have to say, when I feel like choking and more rough sex is becoming now more mainstream. Have you been seeing that so much? Or like, everybody wants to get a little bit, you know, rougher.
Ever since they came out with that damn, and I'm sorry if you're a fan, but the 50 Shades of Grey, like, all of a sudden people like, oh my god, I love whips and stuff. No, you don't. You have never actually been whipped or flogged.
Right. Like, you gotta be...
It's all fake in the movie.
Right. Like, I'm sorry. You gotta really understand. Somebody named Jason Skeet says that he misses you and is his longtime fan.
Hello.
But yeah, I feel like 50 Shades really has ruined rough sex.
No, I totally agree.
At least it's ruined, like, the boundaries of rough sex, I feel like. It's just too much. Like, you know, everybody wants to go into flogging, but then they don't know the whole ideal. Dirty. Okay. So anyways, like I said, everybody thinks that it's all about the beating. It's all about, like, mauling the shit out of their partner and not sensually, like, it's always that. So let's talk more about sensory deprivation, okay? So Kenzie, you said you've dabbled in a couple of it. Mm-hmm. Like we said before, it's kind of like the losing sight, sound, all your senses. So there are things called sight deprivation where you can't see what's going on. Then there's taste deprivation where, you know, even though taste can't be really taken away from you, it's more of like if your partner blindfolds you or they tell you to close your eyes and they might sip a pour, you know, glass of wine in your mouth through the bottle with their mouths, sipping ice cubes. It's all about that. So they're depriving you of, you know, you having control of what's going in your mouth. So you also have to be careful though when you're doing the whole taste deprivation because of the fact that if you have your partner laying back, you want them to choke on wine. And let's be honest, no one wants to go to the hospital on an account of good fucking orgasm.
Like, oh yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dying.
Please help me. Wait, why is she turning blue? Just go blue. Wake her ass up. Other people, they like to go into the hearing. So putting headphones on the girl while I'm fucking her, you know, taking the sense of hearing. She couldn't hear as I'm fucking her with the Hitachi, like what it sounded like. And let me tell you, it was amazing. So this girl squirted. Didn't know she squirted.
Oh, shit.
Had no idea she squirted.
So she didn't feel the wetness?
She didn't. Well, I'm sure she probably did feel the wetness after, but like being able to hear the wetness build up against the Hitachi.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, it was hot. I wish I had some audio porn of that. Because, woo! Nothing like losing control over something you've never really felt before. And then, of course, there's touch. So the deprivation of touch, bounding your partner so that you're the only one allowed to touch them. They can't touch themselves to finish them off, et cetera, et cetera. So deprivation can go in different forms, many different ways of play.
Definitely can.
What kind of forms, other than, like you said, that you like, do you like to do any other, like, power exchange play in and out of set or not?
Yeah, it just differs. I mean, every guy is different. Every female is different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it just depends on who you're with, what they like. Because Communication is key.
Always.
And you always want to make sure that the person that you're with is obviously enjoying what you're doing.
Definitely.
And if they aren't, then communicate with them. Something that you'll both enjoy.
So how did you find out that you liked choking and all of those, like, minor play of BDSM?
I would say this was way before I was in porn. Just by watching some porn videos, mm-hmm. I would always see sometimes, you know, the girl sometimes would choke herself or the male would do it. And I'm like, I wonder why they do that. And I kind of, it's weird. I'm a weirdo and I researched it.
And that's a weird research way. Smart nerds. Sexy nerds.
I read that it actually can intensify your orgasm. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay. And one night I was obviously masturbating and I had my Lilo toy, which goes inside and is on top as well. One of my favorites.
I want one. Lilo. What the fuck?
And I was doing that and while I felt like I was about to, you know, I was like building up my climax where I was about ready to come, I started to choke myself. And
really?
At first I was kind of like iffy about it because at this time, this was like when that choking game was huge and mm-hmm. people were passing out and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to pass out.
Now,
so
how did you?
I kind of knew like what was too hard, because when you go too hard, you kind of start to feel like your fucking heartbeat, basically.
Right. You
because
start losing consciousness.
There's a pulse right here in your neck. So, yeah. So I did that, and probably one of the greatest orgasms ever. It really did intensify it. Yeah.
Now, how did you choke yourself? Did you do it at the same time while the Lilo was inside of you still? Or did you kind of like...
Yeah, so I had one hand up here, and then I'm right-handed, so... Being left-handed and working my toy would not have been good. I would have been like... Ooh.
All over the place.
So, yeah.
I was always curious of wanting to choke myself during masturbation, but I was always scared.
It's great. I was too scared.
I was like, no, I don't want to be that girl that, like, masturbates and no one comes over and they just find me, like, days later.
You're like...
Right. Like, toy.
Myself.
Right. Tachi, like, in there, naked ass, just... brought on the bed, like, how'd she die? Well, obviously.
She fucked herself.
Yeah, she fucked herself to death and then choked. Like, that's the only thing I always got scared of. I'm like, oh, God. If I'm only going to be dying, if I
I'm
die.
Sorry, I need to ask the obvious question. Is it possible to actually choke yourself? Like, it's like tickling yourself.
Wait, come closer. They can't hear you.
How do you choke yourself to the point where you're talking about over here, like, finding new days? Like, you can't choke your own self.
Or can you?
Why do you think people hang themselves the way they do?
But people do it. It's called autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh,
they choke themselves, and they jerk off, and sometimes they don't know when to release because they feel the pleasure and the pain, so then they die.
Okay.
And then that's...
That's one of those, like, a thousand ways to die.
Yes.
Basically,
This is why I love when she pops. I told you guys, I always have beautiful women come over and cook. In this case, it's my best friend. No, it's not someone I'm screwing. So stop asking me. God damn it.
Maybe that's a cue.
No.
You guys need to.
No.
Just get it out of the way.
My bestie doesn't want to fuck me. Mm-mm. It is not like that. Imagine today's news. In today's news, radio personality Miss Sapphire fucked and choked herself to death. Man.
Headlines.
Man. As long as it happens on air. As long as it happens on air. Because nothing's better than that. Now, there are other things that people can do to bring that kinky shit. So, Kenzie, I want to ask you, are these ways that someone can stimulate you? Or if you like this. If someone uses a string, sew lace, ribbon, or silk scarf as a form of holding you down, like tying you down, would you say yes or no?
Silk scarf.
Yes.
Yes.
Silk scarf?
Yeah, silk's nice.
What about shoelaces?
Shoelaces.
You know, they couldn't find in a pinch. They're just like, what's going to tie Miss Kenzie down?
I guess, whatever floats your boat. Shoelaces.
How about this? If someone says, I want to get you in the bathtub and paint you like a portrait.
Oh.
So meaning they'll take the bath water... the warm bath water in a small paintbrush, and they'll dip it into the water and they'll firmly press the end of the brush between your fingers, between their fingers, and with the other hand, and flick and tap the brush just below the bristles. It will create a light spring, a sprinkle of water, and they would do it all over your body. So just a little bit as they go, a little bit around the nipple, around the neck, a little water sensation play.
I would rather just sit in a hot bath and you feed me strawberries and wine.
I like that.
I mean, woo! I don't need you to fucking flick a paintbrush at me.
Is that right? What about taking the old, you know, ice cube trick where they put the ice in their mouth and
I've done that, yeah.
Yeah. That's ice play is hot?
Yeah.
What about, well, we already talked about sex play, sex toys in the bedroom. What about nipple clamps?
See, I used to be able to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I had my nipples pierced for like 4 years, and when I got my breasts done, mm-hmm. I took my nipple piercings out and they ended up closing up. So I was like, I'm not going to get them re-pierced because it's just a pain
too
in the
much.
Ass
yeah.
to deal with the healing process. But long story short, my nipples are now more sensitive. So I like biting, nibbling, mm-hmm. licking, sucking. That's all fine. But when it comes to nipple clamps, I cannot.
Really?
Can't fucking deal with it.
Just
can't.
Because they're just too sensitive.
Yeah, like I'll literally go to put it on there and I'll be like, ah!
Oh my god.
It hurts.
Oh, now someone asked, what about ropes around the breast?
Ropes are fine.
Rope. Yeah. Okay, tell me more about this rope play. I've never interviewed someone who's done rope play around the breast.
Yeah, I've done a lot of it. So typically, some of it is for looks, mm-hmm. but some of it, if it's done correctly, it can be used as a harness.
Right.
So you can like hang by it.
Have you done the hanging?
I've done like two, but they weren't like really good.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a practice because I wanted to see what it was like more mm-hmm. along the lines. But I would love to eventually. I'm trying to get in with kink, so
nice.
I can do it with them.
Kink!
Yeah.
Get on it.
Hit me up.
Get on it. See, look at that. I like it. Because I always see like the artist Shibari rope, and I learned a little bit of tricks and trade, and I'm like,
it's hard.
It's
tying
beautiful.
It is really hard. It is beautiful, though. Especially
beautiful ropes.
When you have big tits like us.
Yes. The good and plenteous.
Yeah, it's nice because the rope really will push down
mm-hmm.
and just accentuate your breast even more. And now, that's a lot of the look of it that people love to see.
Now, do you like it when they tie it like extra tight, like where it's to the point where Alex Chance, for instance, she loves getting her tits like tied to like black and
a
blue
person
point.
I mean, she might like that mm-hmm. but a person that knows how to do it correctly, if you're about to be harnessed up or hanging and stuff like that, you're not going to get it tied that tight because mm-hmm. you're going to be hanging and there's going to be something holding onto it, which makes it even tighter already. So it's all about looking good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's something that you enjoy, you like that, but you don't want to be hurting yourself.
Right.
And also, you can cause blood clots. I mean, that can make you go, like, numb, basically.
It's
so
crazy.
There's many different things if you don't do it the right way. So,
yeah.
I would say no to that, just because it's very dangerous.
It's just dangerous.
Yeah.
Guys, let it know. Let it be known. Okay. Now, everybody's favorite. Booty plugs. Where do you stand with the booty plugs?
I always use butt plugs.
What?
I do a lot of anal.
Now, do you do it like, as I like to call them, the
so,
cell phone prep? Where it looks like the cell phone bar is just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have butt plugs all different sizes. Obviously, now I've done anal enough to where I use, like, the three biggest ones. And the small ones, it's like, they just sit in the box. Like, mm-hmm. There's no
it's
point
just no,
to use
no
them.
Point.
Yeah. Really, I don't understand why. I could see maybe if someone's never tried anal in their life to try those small ones for a little bit, but really it's kind of pointless because they're like, the small one I have is like that big and it's like, come on.
Okay, now the people that can't see us on, of course, Periscope later on,
like,
she's holding it like pinky.
Probably this.
Yeah, she's holding it up to her, like, ring finger.
I'm not flipping you off, I promise.
She's giving you the ring finger. Oh, you can flip them off. Fuck it. Ah! But, yeah, she has a butt plug, she said, the size of the ring finger.
Yeah.
And then you have something
all
bigger.
All the bigger ones, yeah.
Now, they call those normally trainers, right? Usually?
Yeah, I mean, there's some of them that are trainers, but, like, the ones that I have now, they're considered, like, dilators,
mm-hmm.
so... you have two different sizes, and then the bigger one that you can put in, you can actually, like, stretch it out. There's a knob to turn it and make
wider. Expand.
Yeah.
Oh!
Like, for example, if I'm about to do an anal shoot, I'll always dilate and stretch my asshole out a little. If the guy I'm working with has a very girthy penis, I'll crank it and stretch it out.
How soon before?
I prep for anal. I stop eating the day before. Mm-hmm. At 5:30 is my last meal. I start doing all my cleansing and my enemas at nighttime around like 9 or 10. Go to sleep, wake up, do more enemas, and then I start doing my butt plugs then. But usually if I can't fall asleep, I'll pretty much practice my butt plugs all night.
Oh my God! No! No! Ah, my butt! And now I just keep thinking, hey, I mean, I like getting my butthole licked, but... Yeah.
Anal's great, yeah. though. The orgasm that you have from anal is completely separate.
I've definitely noticed that. Like, I've only had successful anal one time, and it was from porn dick, so it wasn't even a civilian cock that did it. So it was like, okay, he knew what he was doing, and mm-hmm. then I'm like, oh! Had no idea he was in my ass.
Yeah.
But then, it was like, you know, other guys have, like, licked my ass and, like, eaten it, and I'm just like, oh... It is a way different type of orgasm. It's just like, it's foreign, and then you're like, yes. Your eyes start rolling to the back of your head like, not supposed to like this, but oh. But I gotta say, the anal play, I think even for guys now, it's just, there's so many different ways.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot. I think we talked about this maybe the last time, but I've noticed there's a lot of guys that really like getting rim jobs.
Yes!
Which I will do.
Okay.
If you're showered and your asshole is not hairy.
Thank you. Okay. Shave your asshole.
Shave your asshole, shower, you'll get a rim job.
Right? Yes.
No See? Problem here.
Ding, ding. Right? Now we know. Guys, just take note. You want a rim job? Clean that asshole. Clean it out nice. Okay.
Clean that ass.
Clean it all. Leak it up. And
I'm
someone's
just
like, noted.
Fun, guys. If you want to see me naked, look at my porn.
Yeah, and don't download her porn for free.
Yeah, pay for your porn.
If you're supposed to be her number one fan, support her. Buy her shit. Speaking of new stuff, what you got
Lost
coming up?
Lost my virginity with anal. So I just get soft at anal.
Aww. You get soft at anal?
So anal doesn't turn you on at all anymore?
You gotta bring yourself back.
Is that considered losing your virginity if you have sex with a butthole before a vagina?
I mean, in my eyes, if it's penetration, you're not a virgin. So you can be a virgin to pussy.
Yeah.
But
I mean, there's two completely different
things. It's the act of sex. If the word sex is involved in it.
Because I have asked, like, men, for example, in porn that I work with, I've asked them, I'm like, how does it feel when you're giving anal? Compared to vaginal.
Right.
Because I just wonder, just for one day, 1 hour, I would love to know what sex feels like to have a dick.
I do too.
I'm not saying I want to be a transgender, but if I could know what it's like to have a dick.
For one day.
For even an hour.
Yeah.
I would jerk myself off. I would fuck a bunch of chicks.
For like 5 minutes,
I would
do this.
Around. See? I have my own weekend. If I had a If I had my own, I need a whole weekend for the dick. Friday would be devoted to masturbating. Mm-hmm. Saturday, be fucking everybody that I can. Sticking my dick in anything and anyone. I want to stack as many chicks because I already know I'll have a big dick.
Yes.
I would have a huge dick. My dick would be so big, it would roll out. Just on the table. There's my dick. Have it.
You're welcome.
Yes.
But, so the guys, what they told me is anal... So you have the asshole.
Right.
You enter. There's obviously the two sides of the muscles right there.
Kenzie's talking about that anal.
Expand a little. And the dick goes in. And it's just after you do your first entry, it's just like, feels okay.
It's okay.
Vaginal, you know, you enter and it's just the same way the whole time.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
Personally, if I had a dick, I mean...
You're gonna
I wouldn't be opposed to going in both holes, but...
You got to! You got to open Pandora's box. Or right. In this case, Pandora's butthole. So go and do it, everybody. What about clitoral play? If someone was to strap anything on for some clit play, how do you feel about
that? I love clit play, so it's very challenging to make me actually come.
And we have talked about this, guys, yes. If you were here
so
the last time.
I love clitoral play, especially outside. You don't even have to enter. Just wrap around my clit, massage it with your tongue, use your fingers. Yeah.
And there we go.
I love it.
I love it. I love this. Are
I
you
love Hitachis.
Yeah. Hitachis are the greatest.
I fucking love Hitachis. I hate when people are like, what the fuck? fucking eating that out for?
It's called Good Time.
Like, don't you want to see me come like 10 times? Like back to back.
Who wouldn't want to see her?
Like, hello.
How much are Hitachis? You can get them as low as $99. You can go to Good Vibration, to go to adamandeve.com.
Pretty much anyone that's decent, you're going to spend more than $75.
Yeah. And
the
decent
ones. You can get waterproof ones. Right now, I'm trying to get a waterproof wireless one. Fucking pricey.
Yeah, the wireless ones I heard are really good too because it has like 7-8 speeds to it. The cleanup's a lot easier. It's wireless. There's no wire hanger loose. There's no wire cords, you know, getting in the way or masturbating. So, you guys, we've been hanging with Kenzie Taylor. I think it's time for Kenzie and I to take a break, have a little fun. So on the Periscope, everybody else gets this. But if you're listening to the podcast, which will be later on iTunes, y'all ain't going to get this. So you know you have to catch it live on the Periscope. So Kenzie, you feeling a little thirsty?
I'm thirsty.
Kenzie, you want to blow a little weed? You want to smoke a little?
How about you take a toke and I'll take a shot?
All right, we're going to do it, baby. Sexy break time, toke or smoke. Kenzie's deciding to take a drink. I'm open for anything because I do have something to celebrate, which you guys will know sooner or later. But it's time for that sexy break. We got more fun with Kenzie Taylor. We might have to play another sex position game.
We might have to. That was
fun. Because everybody loved the wheelbarrow picture we took. And I think now you guys can actually see this in person going on. I think we might have to do another one. But we also have everybody's favorite segment coming up, the Day Sex and Confused News. I don't want anybody to miss anything, so we'll be back. Kenzie, let's go get that shot for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, Periscopers, y'all ready to drink? It's time to drink. It's time to drink. Put on some party tunes. No. Let's see. Turn that on. Sure are. And you're at work. What are you drinking at work, sir? That's so bad. Somebody's trying to get turns at work. All right. Kenzie's coming to the lair. We got Bessie preparing the kitchen.
Hi.
Hi. No, say hi to the camera.
Hi, camera.
What you got here? What you making?
You won't be able to see it.
But I want to see it.
I'm not opening that until it's done.
Well, damn it!
You don't know how to cook, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so right now we're gonna do everything. Someone just calls you Mortal Kombat Chef.
No!
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for the butt looking. That's Radio Broski.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to do Fireball and tequila?
Fireball or tequila.
Okay. This is what happens at the lair. You never know who comes by. You never know what kind of fun we have, all that. See, you got Kenzie just grinding. Girl, you have to stop.
I was pretending like you were blindfolding.
Oh, yes. We can definitely. You know what? Fuck it. I think I'm gonna find the blindfold. I'm gonna blindfold Kenzie. Kenzie, would you let me blindfold you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go do this. Oh, look at Bessie with the clutch though. It's right here.
Yes.
You guys, if your girl smokes weed, all your girl's supposed to smoke weed. You got a drawer full of dicks. Bag of dicks and some
bag
weed.
Eat a bag of dicks and smoke some weed.
What else do you need?
That's it.
Cool. So we got that. Wait, no, bring that back for a second.
Bring it back. Wait, what is that?
Sarcastic.
Bring it here.
Not a lot of people know this, but I'm extremely sarcastic and some people don't get my sense of humor.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I need a grinder.
No! What is
this evil here? Bong!
You spilled bong water.
I spilled bong water on my iPad. That bong is evil. I need to get it out of the shot.
That shit's dank though. Your iPad will smell fantastic for a while.
That is true. No! Not friends.
That nose hurt over the world.
Puddle, so.
Oh, thank you.
They love her since. Aww.
Married.
I'm with her on that.
Pussy to shave. No, I have a mini bush.
You have baby bush going on?
Yeah, so it was bigger longer, and then I trimmed it down because for my bikini for the summer, I don't want to have my bush hanging up.
Oh no, we can't have bikini bush.
Trimmed it down.
Yes.
I'll show you if you'd like.
So Kenzie's bush is back. Where can they find your bush? Like currently.
Oh, currently? Like, yeah. To watch my porn? Let's see. I have my first IR just came out. It's on archangelvideo.com and it's out on DVD.
Who was the interracial?
Prince. Yes.
Girl.
And it's called First with Prince, Volume 3. It's hot as hell. My first IR anal is about to come out.
Hell yes.
Shit is going to be on fire.
And who's this with?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh my. Girl, you're just going
this
from
dick
like.
Is as big as this.
I was going to say, you're going from like.
And it
big
went my, it was up my to, ass.
Oof, and it curves, doesn't it?
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
Prince is curved.
Yeah. Prince has a great curve. But yeah, no. Shawn's is very, very thick and very long, but he's uncircumcised, which is my favorite anally.
I am now starting.
Dicks, you don't even really have to use lube.
They
pretty much are just like.
I'm starting to actually have a feel for what I call sweater dick. I love sweater dicks. You know, just turtle it, turtle shell it. It's all good. What's that happening? Yes. What does that mean? Okay, guys. All right. Well, it's time for the day sex and confused news. This is where we get biggest boob sapphire. No, Kenzie wins.
No.
What size are you now?
34 double D, girl.
Yeah, you beat me.
No.
I'm a D.
Really?
I'm just a D. I just found I'm a 40D. Like last week for the wedding.
You look like a double D, though.
Thank you, boo. You know, I just like to hide them hush puppies. You know, certain bras that like to push it down, you know.
I would totally flash everyone, but Periscope will ban me.
Yeah.
So just go look at my porn.
Go look at her porn.
I can put my apartment key under my foreskin. Wow.
Oh, that's some talent.
Yeah, shit.
Why do you know that?
I don't
know. Yeah, what were you doing putting your apartment key in your dick?
Why do you know that?
You guys are
weird.
Why
did you put your apartment key under your foreskin?
That does not make any sense. But that is definitely
good
taking
night.
The cake.
Someone told us good night.
Oh, good night.
You have a U of M picture. I love that. Go blue.
All right. Yeah. All right. Day Sex and Confused. This is everybody. The earbuds, they love this. Trees, you know it. Trees are on deck. Okay. So this is where I get a little crazy with the news. And we talk about the stupid motherfuckers in America.
Dazed. Sexed. Confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
If you guys may not have heard, you may have heard me say some news today on another show on the Rude Jude Hour today.
Wait,
maybe.
If you
want to
see this before I cut it, you might want to
come see. Oh, we need to come see her pizza real quick. Hold on, earbuds. You guys wanted to see what the food looked like.
Pinterest.
Oh, look at this.
God.
Kenzie, are you ready to like devour this?
Yeah.
You guys, hashtag she did that. She did that.
Hashtag.
I'm gonna go down. All right, back to what's that task? Because Kenzie can't stay here forever, you guys. As much as I would love her to. She also has a show ass, go online.
Right? Go to my Twitter. I just posted a nude video today when I was on set.
There you go. You want her ass? You want her naked self? God, leave, guys.
There's one social media platform where I'm not naked and you guys still love me.
Mm-hmm. You guys should love it regardless.
Hi, Eric. He said shout out to Eric.
Oh, shout out to Eric.
Hey.
Okay, so here we go, you guys.
Trees and pizza.
Yep. Trees and pizza is the way to go. Okay, so my favorite one right now. A Tennessee highway police let me go back about this. She's talking about smart stuff. Yes. Okay. Chastity belt makes DUI arrest a little bit more complicated. So yes, a Tennessee man was pulled over by Tennessee highway police officers on the suspicion of drunk driving. They quickly realized this was not going to be their typical DUI stop. This is what happened. The 35-year-old was wearing some kind of red mesh see-through hose. Some pantyhose, with a ribbon tied in his goatee and some kind of skirt. Bobby Joe Higgs, an investigator for the Anderson County District Attorney General's Office, told the Knoxville News Centennial. Police said that the man smelled of alcohol and had bloodshot, watery eyes. Oh, this man was lit. Allegedly, he admitted to drinking 4 or 5 shots in the preceding 4 hours, according to the news. They said the breathalyzer supported that, saying that he blew a .117. During the stops, the officer said they noticed a handgun in the center console, but it wasn't until they took him into custody when they found out that he had a chastity belt. He said that he needed a key and that it was in his vehicle because it was unlocked, because it unlocked the chastity belt he was wearing. So he had to tell the police in order to go to the bathroom where the key was, and they had to go get it. They said there was one key in his car and the other was around his neck. Officials noted that he was very, very intoxicated, but did not arrest him. They did manage to retrieve his key, thankfully. For those who do not know what a chastity belt is, it's worn around your pelvic area, and it helps basically prevent the person from sexual intercourse or masturbation. So, guys, if you ever need your dick locked up, get a chastity belt.
Ladies, order now!
Yes, if you need to cut that dick off, just lock that shit up. Throw away the key. The reason why people usually buy them, it's, of course, to stop people from masturbating. And then the other one is denying, in the please and denial BDSM term. So the guy was taken to jail later on, and he's going to appear in jail next month. Long story short, y'all, don't drive drunk, and definitely don't drive drunk with a chastity belt around your penis. And why don't you tell the officers, too, like, officer, I need to pee, but hold on. Can I just unlock my penis? Let me just unlock my prizes. America, y'all. That's America for you. Speaking about America, the first wine bar in Denver just opened, and it's for cats.
What?
So it's giving single ladies a reason to be more lonelier with their damn cats. Because, you know, wine is so popular and cats are so popular, they opened up a fucking wine bar in Denver, Colorado. The Denver Cat Bar combines theme lines and wine, and the cats are able to enter for free, and they can play with rescues and maybe adopt them later. This is not a joke. This is not a joke.
Denver, what the fuck?
Denver, what happened to just a weed bar? Females don't need men anyways. You're damn right we don't. If it was up to me, I just want to dial a dick. I don't even want a boyfriend. Can I just have, like, a dial a dick?
Dick on the man?
Yes! Can I have some dick on the man? There's a dick on the man watching, but he hasn't gotten the pussy yet. He's still working on it.
Why you gotta, like, man? He ain't on demand now.
No, he is gonna be on demand. I bet there's mad pussy at that bar. Yeah, there's about to be mad pussy at that bar.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So, apparently, they said the bar will have a separate area to have food and drink. Guests are allowed to take their wine into the cat lounge if they wish. They said the campaign is about 25 days left to run. They've attracted 104 backers who have pledged $6,150 between them. In order for the Denver Cat Bar to fully become a reality, the project needs to still raise $60,000. If you're interested, you can do so. Just look up Denver Cat Bar. Give the money. And just do it.
Go
so there you go.
Them.
Go fund them. Go get wasted and help a single cat lady in need. For all the guys that are like, man, I can't get no pussy. Go to this bar. You'll get pussy. You might not go home with the right
You're
pussy.
A regular.
You're a regular there? There you go. There you go.
Getting all the pussy.
Get all the pussy. Now, what happens if you were at, I don't know, a place in Florida and somebody farted?
Which bar again?
It's called the Denver Cat Bar.
The Denver Cat Bar. Get all the pussy.
Oh my God. Denver Cat Bar. That is the name of it. If you guys want to go in and see the sights or actually pledge to it. When will I smoke? I don't know. When I feel like it. How about that? Like now. Because this is what happened. Kenzie, when someone farts, do you get mad at them instantly or do you laugh?
It depends. I mean, if someone farts and they're trying to act like they didn't, and then they're like, oh my God, it smells, then I get pissed off. But if you farted and you're just like, oh, excuse me, or whatever, like, I'll laugh about it, you know
Yeah,
what
you're
mean?
Not going to, like, punch him in the face or anything. Like,
yeah. Yeah, okay. But I hate when people, though, when they're obviously passing gas and they try to blame it on someone else.
Or oh.
They'll act like it literally was not them. And the rotten egg smell just arrived.
No, I got a good one. It's not in a restaurant, but it is. And you know how the Trader Joe's, usually how they have the frozen section, like, in a row like this. So you're on one side and you're on this side. So I'm on this side with a friend and we're just looking at the stuff. And there's a... Not to be racist or anything, it was an Asian lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it matters, but maybe it does. Maybe it might be culturally. I don't know. So she was behind us looking at her thing, and all of a sudden you just hear someone rip one. Just like rip. And then she kind of just toots away, and I'm like...
Literally toots away.
And then it just wafts over. We're like, oh my God. And like literally cleared the...
Yeah. Bestie's not wearing dreads. They're just extensions. When will the blonde smoke? She says she's not going to smoke. And if you keep, you know, I'm going to have to block this man. I'm going to need people to understand that your name is not blonde.
Yeah.
It is Kenzie.
Yeah.
Please respect my guys. But that's nasty. Now, see, here we go. And this is why I was talking about farts real quick. According to a police report in Florida, in Key West, a fight broke out between two couples when someone on Friday who remains unidentified broke wind inside this bar called Sloppy Joe's. So the argument was led to someone farting. The police told a man who went to the hospital for a dislocated shoulder after the scrapple. Richard McBride, age 53, and his girlfriend, Sandra Stoner, both of Naples, Florida, said they were caught...
Was Stoner?
Stoner, yeah. They were caught up in a physical altercation. It arose over a fart. What happened to people just saying, excuse me? Now we just got to start hitting people. Because we can't do this. Kenzie does have a Periscope. And no, we do not show pussy, ass, or boobs. You can go to Kenzie's Twitter. That's all they want to do.
We're just chilling, man.
We got awesome food.
I mean, look at that.
Look at this food.
Who cares about my pussy? Look at that.
Look at that. This is why y'all motherfuckers are single, by the way.
Because
all you keep saying is pussy, boobs, ass. Pussy, boobs, ass.
I just need a snap of her just saying that.
Yes.
About the food.
Oh, the food?
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. Get her snapping the food.
Yeah.
Who cares about the pussy? Look at this food.
Ooh. Wait. I hate Snapchat. You know how it starts really
late? I'm hating Snap.
Like, come on. I got like...
Yes, come on, because we got a show.
Okay. Ready? Go.
Who cares about pussy? Look at this food.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So they said basically...
It is. Doesn't it look amazing?
It looks so good.
Thank you to our chef.
Chef Bestie.
Chef
Follow me on Instagram.
Uh-oh, and she got the...
She's pizza. I have a horrible life. Someone asked, are these pizza buns?
What are these called? It's a pizza braid. That's just
pizza braid. No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Chef of the year.
She really is chef of the year, Kenzie. Like,
thank you.
She's amazing. Okay, so guys... Basically, the couple said that they were drinking with friends at a bar when someone traded words with another person, then farted, then left. They fought. That's it. Fight breaking out over some damn farting. I'm gonna need people to stop. That's it for the day, Sex and Confused, because I can't anymore. We got pizza. We got Kenzie Taylor. So, Kenzie, where can people find you first and foremost?
Twitter and Instagram. It's at the Kenzie Taylor.
Perfect.
My Snapchat is Kenzie Taylor XXX, and my Periscope is the Kenzie Taylor.
And what can we expect in the next couple of months or so?
Oh, I have so many scenes that aren't released yet, and I'm still shooting all the time. So just keep up with my social media, and you'll constantly see all my new scenes.
Got to see your new scenes. You guys.
One shake, please.
Woo, she shook. She shook for you. Yeah. She gave you a shake. There she goes. But no, seriously, guys, please, please pay for your porn. Support your porn stars. You know, they only give you so much on Twitter. So now, if you want the real deal, you know you got to support them. Show love. If you love girls like this, just do it. Okay? Just support them. But I got to say, everybody, you guys are awesome. Sensory deprivation, as we said, it's all about a trusting thing. If you're not vocalized with your partners, you know, who else can you trust? You just got to let them know what your kink isn't. Kind of go from there.
No, Victoria's Secret.
Oh, someone's asking about Kenzie's bra. Yes.
Some of us don't have credit cards. Well, that's why they make prepaid visas.
Yeah.
You buy the visa for $5. PayPal. You add cash on it. You can use PayPal now. Actually, for example, archangelvideo.com, a two-day trial, I believe, or five-day, something like that. It's like $2.95. So,
and speaking of
an example,
someone asked, how do people on Pornhub make money? There's sub channels now,
mm-hmm.
memberships,
mm-hmm.
pay per click.
Mm-hmm.
So pay even
Snapchat.
Yes,
someone said there are hustler stores. Yeah, there are a million stores that sell DVDs. You don't just have to watch your porn online.
Yeah,
good point.
So there you go, everybody. So go and support Kenzie Taylor. Check her out on her Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Kenzie, to follow me back. Oh yes, this is my radio bro on top, Mr. Yankee Man 1973. I know that you like sports. Mm-hmm. He does a sports podcast.
Ooh, yes.
So
I like everything except basketball.
Well, there you go.
I love UFC, NHL, NFL, college football, and Major League Baseball. So
Shout her out. Shout her out, Radio Broski. Yankee Man, shout her out. Maybe you can get Kenzie on. You never know.
That would be amazing.
Kenzie's an awesome radio guest, you guys. She's the best. But seriously, what's wrong with you?
Probably because I don't like basketball. I've been watching the finals, though, if that counts. I want Golden State to win.
I watched it for the first time
last
night.
Golden State.
Yeah.
Golden State.
I'm not a basketball fan either.
Yeah, I do like the finals, though.
So. I'm not a bandwagoner. My team is the Clippers. Obviously, they're not in it. So, the next one, my next second team actually is Golden State. So, woo!
Bessie's lit.
Yes.
She lit.
I soccer, love sports.
I've never really gotten into soccer, so.
No soccer.
Football.
Love to see you in Denver. We can go to the cat bar.
Hey, there you go. So, everybody, make sure that you follow us. Kenzie, do you have anything else to say before we
get
to
them? What's up?
All right.
No, I'm good.
Perfect. All right, everybody, make sure that you check out the Misfits Podcast Network. Go to misfitspodcastnetwork.com. You can download Sapphire's Airplay and all other shows that the Misfits have to offer. Make sure that you like us on Facebook, Misfits Podcast Network, also Sapphire's Airplay on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Ms. Radio Sapphire, MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. I will be back next week. Who the fuck knows who's coming in?
Ass. What is it? I have a name.
She has a name. It's Kenzie Taylor.
He's calling me blonde.
Right. Stop calling her that.
I knew your hair color so I could call you it.
Right. How about Mama's Boy?
Gray. I wish it gray.
Mr. Fassbender. How about this with your non-existent photo? You get blocked. Yes. Everybody, I love you guys so much. Remember that safe sex is the best. Hot sex. Till next week.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.